Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Showers. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Showers. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Showers. 47 degrees.
Okay, there we go. QRZ, anybody in the pier can help me out with the missing repeater that I'm looking for? I can't remember the doggone number of it. Sandusky repeater. It's on 2 meters. Anybody can help? I guess nothing heard. KCARS.
Good morning. 0500 hours. Showers. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Showers. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Showers. 48 degrees.
W8FU.
Good morning, W8FU. This is KF8EDQ. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. Just start my drive into work. Thought I'd shake up the electrons over here. See how things are going. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. I woke up a little late. I didn't want to get out of bed today, but I'm up. I'm vertical. I got some coffee, and I got my radios on, and I'm listening. I heard your call sign out there, and just wanted to chime in and tell you to have a good morning, and, you know, if you're driving, drive safely. So.
Yeah, it's a little wet, drizzly, but all in all, it's too bad. But you gotta watch. You never know. Visibility's compromised for some, anyhow. And it's the them you gotta worry about. Even if you're doing good, you gotta drive extra careful. But a little driving around to do today. Got to go move some things around and whatnot. Maybe work on a repeater. I don't know. We'll see what the day brings. But all in all, should be a good day. My son took the week off, and we were going to take some days off and do yard work, but this happened.
Yeah, copy that. I could do without the rain, and if it was maybe 10 or 15 degrees warmer, I'd be a lot happier. But here we are in Michigan, bipolar weather, and all that jazz. So, but I'm gonna go back to the monitoring side. I heard your call sign. Just wanted to say good morning to you. This is KFA-EDQ, and I'm gonna continue to monitor.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for the call. I'm going to bounce over to UHF, put out a call over there, see how things are going on the ultra-high frequency side of the house. Thanks for the call. Talk to you later. KFA-EQ from WAW.
Good morning, 0800 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, showers, 46 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours, showers, 47 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, showers, 48 degrees.
HRQS.
Monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Showers. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Showers. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Showers. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
WASFM from WAFU, VHF.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Showers. 50 degrees.
N5KIK, testing mobile radio.
Sound good here in Lapeer on WAYRC.
Sounding good in Lansing as well, an 8FLK.
I accidentally cut the wrong end of an NMO cable. Trying to shorten this thing up, so I'm just more or less making sure that my repair at the NMO base is working good. I'm on Cedar in Holt.
Oh, you're practically a neighbor. I'm here at downtown Lansing, kind of downtown near Greenlawn in South Washington. Are you a member of CMARC?
sir, not yet. Actually, we just moved down here first of the year. I took a job at GM Lansing Delta, and I was a member of the Benzie County Radio Club before we moved here.
To join CMARC, we have monthly meetings, nice group of hams. There's usually get-togethers as well for breakfast and things like that. So hope to see you. We're on Facebook. Look up Central Michigan Amateur Radio Club. Also, there's a website. And hope to see you at one of the meetings.
Great. Thank you for that information. My name is Chris. I'll be looking that up on Facebook.
Great, Chris, my call again is November 8th, Funny Looking Kid, or Flake, FLK. And what was your call again?
November 5, Kilo India, Kilo.
That's an easy call sign to remember. So you're in Texas. Did you get your call in Texas?
Arkansas, actually, but close enough.
I'm from Louisiana. I was born in Louisiana, and my dad was WB5 VQP, and so I like those five calls. He's a silent key now. That's why I'm in ham radio. So you have a good day. This is N8FLK. I'll be clear.
What was the last thing you said? I'm sorry. I stepped away from the truck for a second.
And join the QSO, and we'll catch you soon, I hope. This is N8FLK. I'll be clear.
Thank you, N8FLK. And top KIK, channel's clear.
NAWCB. This is K8YNU.
K8YNU, good afternoon. This is NAWCB. Well, they let you out the door early today. That's a good thing. You're off and running there. How'd today go?
Yeah, but run away from the circus here. You know, I wasn't too bad. We were busy, but I was on the phone, so it didn't matter to me. I just picked the phone up, put the call in, and hung up. But it wasn't too bad. How was your day?
Well, that's a good thing. You know, you grab the phone, like I say, grab the phone, put it in, and go to the next one, I guess. Good. That's the barrel there today. Use main radio there. That's good. We're doing pretty good here. Hoping to get the lawn done today, but we had sprinkles here and there. So finished up Melissa's dissertation there. Proved it. Sent it back to her. Got a couple other things done inside today. Needed a little bit of rest, so we're trying to get the launch tomorrow. But other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, I figured today was going to be a washout because seeing the solstice rain today, and I guess the grass needs a little bit of rain, so not too bad.
Yeah, that's good. It does. You know, the plants, the grass, those things need to rain. And I don't know. Their seeds have grown as much this week. I think probably because of the cooler weather, perhaps. But I'm sure by tomorrow, It'll need it, and I hear it's supposed to go cloudy or partly sunny, but I don't think there's as much chance of rain. So hoping to get that done and out of the way for the weekend there. Don't want to have to do it on a Saturday or a night day, you know.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Definitely would be nice to have a nice cool day to work on the lawn and do what you need to do. Definitely for sure.
Indeed, yeah. So, wow, that sounds like going to be an MTV tonight. Sorry not to be able to make it, but that's good. You got the Woodland presentation, and you got the GM that's coming tonight. But that'll be a packed meeting. I'm sure it's going to be very beneficial and good presentation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good meeting. Hopefully, for turnout and. I'm excited about the wind lake part. I'm excited that emergency management's coming. It's going to be good. It's going to be action-packed.
Yes, indeed. One end to the other. That'll be good. It seems like that's the way the net went last night there in Wake County. It was just, wow. A lot of stuff that they were presenting, I think it ran about, 35 minutes, 40 minutes or so, a lot of participation, a lot of check-ins, and lots to catch up on.
Yeah, for sure. I caught the last half of the net. I didn't get the whole thing. We had a leadership meeting yesterday, and when I got back, I had some stuff to catch up on, so made the decision to relax and not have to worry about it. So.
Oh, I agree with you on that. He needs downtime, he needs family time there. That's right, you guys said the leadership meeting yesterday, but yeah, I think back to what you're saying there, the wind link, I think they were talking about it last night, but the wind link will be, I think, good training. It's going to be beneficial to the group. Again, that's a very active tool of communication back and forth with the state and with others.
Oh, definitely, for sure. It's a good program to use, and looking forward to Riley bringing that training to us, and it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. A lot of good stuff coming up, definitely, for sure.
And it's going to be, agreed on that one. Well, good. Like you say, I hope it'll be a good turnout tonight, and will be beneficial there. I know that they were saying last night, again, Wind Lake was a big heavily there during the set, and even with the days before the actual set, they utilized it. So, it's good. I think it's the way to go. And, you're able to use it, you have the equipment, definitely go for it.
Okay, well, yeah, definitely. And, it's a very multi-use type system, and it'll be good, and we'll think about the other training. I'm not sure. Might look at doing code CW, like a basic CW
class, but we'll see what happens. Kind of go from there. I know we're getting into the summer months, and so I'll make sure that we got some good training, but make sure the manpower is there for the training as well.
weather radio was down. I'm not sure. I didn't look back to my
on something, and they were urging people to try to listen to dates and locations to get, you know, to get weather updates.
Yeah, yeah, that was, I was telling her that. I was like, you know, you listen to, you know, somewhere, something close by, but it just wasn't, there wasn't a lot up and running that hadn't been affected by a tornado or something that kept it down. So I was like, well, I'll go to the next best thing here, and we'll pull out a ham channel and see if we can get something going on, going there, or see if there's something that's going on there. But they were pretty quiet. Hey, Whitey.
Hey, WCD. Yeah, that is kind of strange there. Especially, you know, they took down a tower. I know some of these NWS weather radios, they run by phone lines, if I'm not mistaken. Took them out too. Who knows? But I know that if I'm not mistaken, they use a lot of wind lanes down there too. But again, it's kind of strange that, you know, they wouldn't put it out over, you know, Skywarn by voice.
I don't know. They have a lot of, they have 800 megahertz up in Mackinac. They ran some of their net on 800 megahertz and ran some of it on GMRS up there and some of it on ham. So it's like, I guess really anything's possible, and whatever works, works well. And if it works well for you, don't fix it, don't change it.
Well, that's it. You know, as long as it, you know, as long as it works well, it's reliable communications. You know, if you're looking at a big tree like that, you got one person to see to it, or three. You know, however they divide it up. You know, hey, that's the power to them. It's kind of hard to, you know, like say with inoperability, but again. GMRS involved, ham radio, other modes of communication. Let's say, right, like you're saying, run with it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you heard, there's a county out west that the 800 megahertz system went down. And then to go back on phones, and it's you got to go with what you can roll with. And it brought up a good question there in our meeting. Hey, you know, what happens if this goes down and we can't use this, or we can't use another repeater? You know, what do we go to? And built in our Slack, or not our Slack, our app that we use is like a Nextel type system that we can go to. So we have a fail-safe in that, just in case we lose comms or, you know, 800 megahertz or whatever, we can go to something like this and use this as well.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. And that's, you know, again, that's where your base plan comes into play. You know, what's available, what's your backup modes up to mitigate. Again, if that's a reliable meeting, it relies on internet or satellite, phone, or however. What's the backup plan there? So again, that's good. It's good to think in that way. And what direction to go in?
Others learn from what's happening around in other areas, and brings up good questions and good good responses. And, if this happens, this potentially could happen to, if it happens to them, it potentially could happen to us. And you know, what do we do? And so it's good stuff. It's good to learn and good learning experience.
And there again, it's good to exercise you know, the plan and you know, hands and words and not those types of things. And also, you know, reviewing the plan as well. Always update, change, you know, if necessary, you know, if this works or this has become available, or let's try this, but at least everybody can really get everybody on the same page with it. And, with it, everybody knows what to do if that happens. So, whatever.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, then I'm home, so I'm gonna run in here real quick and kind of gather some stuff, and then head back out towards the meeting. But I appreciate you coming along, and we'll take some good notes here, and we'll have to update you on the happenings and the good stuff there. So.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. That's appreciated very much. I hope the meeting goes well. Hope there's good participation and good news tonight. Anyway, yeah, thanks for the ride along. And glad you're all safely there. Drive safe going back out. And head in. Tell everyone hello for us. And hope you have a good evening there. And we'll touch base again tomorrow. Wishing you 73 and maybe with the family. Any WCB will be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. Enjoy your evening. And 73s and 88s to you and Mom. This is K-8YNU, and I'm clear of the channel.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees.
This is KSA-EDQ, and I'm listening.
This is KFA-DMZ monitoring.
I didn't catch a call there. WAYRC, how you doing?
Hey, it was Kilo Foxtrot. Hey, Delta, Mike, Zulu, I'm doing great. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. Over here in Lapeer. Just sitting here goofing off on HF. I don't know. I was going to go on POTA, but I decided to just do a FG8, but bored to death, so I was going to find something to do.
It sounds good. Yeah, I'm just actually hanging out on HT with everything growing in. I was just seeing how it was coming in from my HT, if it was getting affected by all the green stuff that's growing out there.
No, you're sounding good. No problem. I couldn't tell you're on HT, so yeah, you're doing good.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming back to me. Thank you so much.
No problem. Just you'll call anytime.
hopefully I'll answer. It's real rough to pick up the mic, you know. Some people, they hear people out there that just, not like it used to be. It seemed like everybody was on here, but anymore, it takes a whole lot of repeaters, and next thing you know, nobody's on. 7-3, have an awesome day, and W8YRC.
Hey, you as well. This is KFA DMZ, clear.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 49 degrees.
KSA, EDQ, monitoring.
Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 48 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, partly cloudy, 48 degrees.